In the past, particularly last few months, we've heard a lot about using genetics to assess the risk of breast cancer in patients. Since Angelina Jolie's announcement that she was tested positive for a mutation in the BRCA1 gene, start off by telling me, what are these genes? What's BRCA1 and BRCA2?
There's about 40 different genes now that we know that are related to breast cancer. So the BRCA genes are tumor suppressor genes, and that's just a big word to say these are genes that everybody has in their body, and the function of these genes is to help your body make a protein that protects you against cancer, that suppresses cancer. And in the general population, about 1 in 500 people has a gene that's been broken or mutated.
And if you have a broken or mutated BRCA gene, how much does it increase your chance of developing cancer?
So it's about a 50-85% chance that you would develop breast cancer, and an 18-40% chance you would develop ovarian cancer.
So who should be getting tested for mutations in these genes?
Testing isn't for everybody. It really should be done on a select population that has early onset breast cancer. And we defined early onset as less than 45 when you were diagnosed. And if your tumor is what we call a triple negative, meaning it's not growing based on estrogen or progesterone, or another marker called HER2, those people should have genetic testing.
What's the benefit to doing the genetic testing?
Well, cancer treatment now is very personalized. And at UT Southwestern, this is routine when somebody's diagnosed with breast cancer to at least consider, is there a genetic component? Because it can drive what treatment they get. It can drive what surgery you're more apt to get. If you have a mutation in a breast cancer gene, the surgeon is more likely to recommend a mastectomy as opposed to a lumpectomy. Also, we know there's an associated risk with ovarian cancer. And so sometimes we can plan to take out the ovaries at the same time that they're doing breast surgery.
Now, it isn't just BRCA 1 and 2 gene mutations that can indicate whether someone might be at risk, higher risk of developing cancer.
I'm correct. We're getting ready to go through what we call a genetics revolution. The BRCA 1 and the BRCA 2 are the tip of the iceberg. In the sense, you have 30,000 genes in your body, and we've been focusing in on the main ones that we know that cause breast cancer, BRCA 1 and BRCA 2. So there's panel testing now where we can order up to 40 different genes related to breast cancer on one tube of blood, where before we would take a sample of blood and only look at two genes.
So what have you found in the panel testing that's been interesting or surprising?
We're getting ready to publish on our first series of panel patients that we've run, and we're finding that 10% of them actually have a mutation in another gene unrelated to the BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene. And so that can sometimes be scary for a patient. So we run a test and we find a mutation, I'll give you an example, a gene called RAD. We know that mutations are linked to breast cancer with that, but we don't know every single mutation or every variant in that gene yet and exactly what it means.
I could imagine that would be very scary to find out you have a mutation, but it's not the BRCA1 or 2 that we know something about.
But this is exactly where we were 15 years ago when we started testing for the BRCA genes, is we didn't know a lot of information. So the information will come just as we've seen it come with the BRCA1 and 2 genes.
That's Linda Robinson. She's Assistant Director of the Cancer Genetics Program at UT Southwestern in Dallas. Linda, thank you.
Thank you.